Okay, so let's begin. We're actually starting a new Mishnah, new Sugya. You know, sometimes when you're learning Gemara B'Iyun, there are times where, you know, you can see a very simple way through the Gemara, and you can see a very simple way to understand, you know, what's going on. This is not one of those cases. Says the Mishnah, Ein nimnin al habehema lechatchila b'yom tov. You can't be nimne. Okay, well, the Gemara will explore, as Rashi says, what that actually means, but you can't be nimnin al habehema lechatchila b'yom tov. You can already see all the problems we're going to have. Arval says the Mishnah, nimnin aleha me'erev yom tov. Whatever it is that you can't do on yom tov, lechatchila, you can do on erev yom tov. V'shochtin u'mechalkin v'nehem. And we're assuming it has to do something with splitting up an animal and eating, and therefore the Mishnah says you can slaughter it and split it up between chafzayin and beis.
Yeah, I'm getting it.
With the body. Period.
Okay? That's still chafchas.
You're right.
One more. Perfect. There we are. Right there at the Mishnah. So, says the Mishnah, however, shochtin u'mechalkin v'nehem, if they were nimne aleha, again, whatever that means, from on Erev Yom Tov, then it seems that on Yom Tov you can slaughter it, you can split it up between them, but you couldn't have been nimne. Okay, Rashi says this is very simple, right? Aval shochetu hatevach below pisuk damim. You can slaughter the animal without, and right, this is the first sort of idea as to what nimnin means, without splitting up the actual money, without setting a price for the animal. The next day, you'll figure out what the price is. So on Yontif, you can do that. Says the Gemara, my ein nimnin. Simple, what is pshat? What does the Mishnah even mean? Okay? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, in poskin damim lechatchila al habehema biyom tov. You cannot be posek damim. Posek damim is to set a price for it, to sell it, right? You know, of course, the famous jokes of a guy who has a friend over Friday night for a meal, and he tells him, Nishtaf Shabbos Gered, I heard, you know, Mr. So-and-so at Shul, he's selling his car. He told me tonight. So he says, oh, Nishtaf Shabbos Gered, I should talk to him because I need a new car. So I'm going to talk to him tomorrow. So he goes tomorrow at Shacharis, you know, during Haftarah, everybody walks out, he's at Kiddush Club. He says, Nishtaf Shabbos Gered, I heard you're selling my car. You're selling your car, you know, how much are you looking for? I'm looking at this price range. He says, Nishtaf Shabbos Gered, I already sold it last night. So that's what's going on here. Okay, says Rashi, Mekachu Memkar. In poskim damim.
Tale, you know, that's a famous story about a guy that had something, and I think this guy wanted it, and he approached him, and he wouldn't answer him.
Because
it was Shabbos, and he wouldn't answer him. He kept offering him more and more. He wouldn't answer him. Turned out after Shabbos, there was some pearl or something inside this item, and then If he had sold it, I mean, he would have shortchanged himself, but his was a pearl. Became worth fabulously wealthy, or something like that. That's
very
a story.
Nice.
It's a Hasidic story.
Yes.
Thank you.
That was the disclaimer. It's a Hasidic story. Okay, so says the Gemara that is talking about setting a price for it in Poskin Damim on it, and Rashi says very simple. It's because, you know, it's Mekach Memkar and Shabbos and Yom Tov is Aser. As we see from Sefer Ezra, Rashi calls Sefer Nehemiah Sefer Ezra throughout Shas. I've seen it a few times in my very limited travels of Shas. The Gilyon HaShas actually notes here something very interesting. First of all, we have other sources to Aser Mekach Memkar on Shabbos and Yom Tov. What are some of them? Other than the Psukim in Nehemiah, which actually it's a question as to which Prakim in Nehemiah it is. Some would say Perek Yud Gimel. If you look back in Perek Yud, there's also Psukim that seem to, you know, be very clearly explained that way. We know for Shabbos, right? We have, I believe it's from Yeshaya, right? I could be wrong. Right? Davar, which is business, Mekach Memkar is Aser. And there's also, according to a number of Mefarshim, I believe it's probably, I mean, it must be from the Gemara somewhere, but I don't know where. That it's also a gzera that you may come to write a shtar. So there's a whole host of reasons. We're not going to talk about why this one was chosen here, although I saw a nice word on that. We'll leave that maybe for next time. But anyways, these are some of the reasons as to why you can't do Mekach Memkar and Shabbos and Yom Tov. And therefore, very simple, in Nimnin al Bema lechatchila b'Yom Tov means you cannot set a price for it on Yom Tov. Okay, fine. Now, ask the Gemara, Hechi Avid. And the way Rashi explains it, which we're going to follow here, is very simple. Tiktani, shochetu u'mechalkin b'nehem. Hechi avid, sheyid u'lemachar kama haisa shava lipsok tameha. So now the Gemara switches to the Seifa. So we've explained what ein poskin, ein nimnin is. We know it's you can't set a price. So ask the Gemara, but how can you do it that if you're shochtin u'mechalkin b'neihem, that you're slaughtering it and you're splitting it up on Shabbos, how will you know how much it's worth? That's practically going to be an issue. Says the Gemara, it's very simple.
On Shabbos, you mean on Yontif?
On Yontif, yes. You can't obviously slaughter it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, the Nimnin applies to both Shabbos and Yontif, but yes, obviously slaughtering the animal is not something you can do on Shabbos, for sure. Says the Gemara, Amarav, maybe shtei behemos, u'mamidan zo etzel zo, v'omer zo kazo. What you do is you have your flock of, you know, animals. I don't know if flock is really sheep. I don't know, whatever you call a group of animals. And you take two cows. You find two that look alike. And you see they're going to be approximately priced the same.
Wow.
So what you do is you say, we'll know tomorrow. This is the cow that we're going to look at for pricing it. This one we'll slaughter now. And that's how you'll know the price tomorrow. And in fact, Tanya Nami Hachi, we learn a brisa that follows this. And again, the simple reading of this Gemara right now is that this is Tanya Nami Hachi to what Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel says, that you can't be posek damim. You can't set a price for this on Yom Tov. Again, on Shabbos. As to why, lo yomar adam lachavero harini imcha besela, harini imcha bishtayim, aval omer lo harini imcha lemechza vilishlish vilervia. A person cannot say, I want to join in with you in purchasing this animal for a certain amount of money, meaning I can't say $10 of that animal's meat, that goes to me. But, says the Gemara, says this Brisa, you can say, I'd like half the animal, I'd like a quarter of the animal, I'd like a chunk of the animal. Because there you're not dealing with any money, you're not setting a price or anything. Meaning, if you're saying I want $5 of the animal, that's setting a price. That's something which should be makachum emkar officially. However, just to say I want a chunk of the animal, that's okay. You can do that on Yontif.
So first, Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Shmuel argue on a Rav brought to behemoth. Does he argue on that?
No.
No, he doesn't.
Not according to Rashi.
Okay, I mean that's what I'm saying. Not according to Rashi, but I'm wondering whether.
What do you think chief here, though?
I don't see how why we would think that.
Okay, I'm just saying, yeah. I'm telling you, it's bringing two of them. It's even more mechachem in some ways, yeah. Bringing two behemoths and stuff like that.
What are they achieving here, though?
In which case?
In the case of putting a value on this behemoth, but they're shechting. What are they achieving?
What do you mean? It's a practical case.
But if they don't come to an agreement on price.
They came to an agreement. This is exactly what it's talking about. Coming to an agreement on the price.
No, they're not coming to an agreement.
Sure, they are.
How do you know? Where are they coming to an agreement on the price?
That's what poskim damim means.
Yeah, he says, yeah, so that each one could have in his mind a different price for the second behemoth.
Okay, so you're right. There are some issues with the practical application of Rav, but that's because we can't come on an exact price. Meaning, if we would be allowed to settle on a price on Yontif, everything would be fine. The people, let's say, you know, you guys are buying a cow from David.
Right.
So you tell him, listen, we think this cow is worth $672. He says $673. Say sold. Okay?
Yeah.
That's pure mechachum emkar. That's in poskim damim.
Right.
Now, if you can't do that, you guys still want to eat your cow. He still wants to sell his cow. Right. He's got a whole bunch of cows. It's Yontif. Everybody wants to have a nice meal. They're going to take it to the bayit, barbecue it on a spit, whatever they're going to do there. So you guys say, listen, you're right, we're not allowed to settle on 672, 673. But we know that this cow here looks the same as that cow there. It's approximately the same cow. So we'll take this cow. Now when you tell us, you know, on Motzei Shabbos, we'll come here tomorrow, we'll look what the other cow costs, and that will be the price of what we owe you from today. That's what Rav is saying.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense, because you're not settling on a price for the second cow at this point in time.
Exactly, that's why it's mutter.
But if you're not settling on a price...
That's why it's mutter.
Then why do you need the second behemoth?
Because you won't remember tomorrow. Tomorrow what's going to happen is David's going to come forward and say, give me my $673. You're going to say, that behemoth yesterday was a tiny little thing. It's worth $300. And what's he going to say? Exactly. He's going to say, we've got this animal right here, carbon copy. You agreed with me yesterday.
So you can't even take your iPhone and snap a picture.
This is practical. This is practical.
I don't think it is. I mean, to me, it's like, unless you're in a market where somebody basically, you know, where somebody basically says, this behemoth is worth exactly this amount.
But you can't do that on Yontif.
Right.
So then what do you do? How do you get your animal? Go.
You don't.
Okay, so the Gemara is not well...
They can fight about it tomorrow. They can go to a Beis Din, and they can argue about it.
By the way, how did it work with So he said, I got a quarter of the cow. People weren't differentiating between parts as being more valuable than others.
It's a possibility that that's the case. It is a possibility that that's the case. I saw different ideas as to the benefits of saying, you know, machza, shlish, revia, whatever it is, that it's always an approximation of sorts.
No, I understand, but aren't different parts of the animal more valuable than others?
Yes, and it could be the person would say, I want this part of the animal, and again, we're just approximating. It doesn't have to literally be, I get half the animal.
No, but you said a third, and let's say the front was far more delicate.
You say, I get the front. So again, we're still not setting an actual price for that. It's still approximated. Right, but if you know that it's worth, meaning, we're not talking about getting, I don't think, actually, we're talking about getting physically half the animal. I get the front half, you get the back half. I think we're talking about, you know, something where, and you're not going to, in that case, split the money 50-50. You split the money based on what you had. How much would the front half of this animal cost? Or even if someone were to say, I just want the, you know, the rib steak. Okay, so you'd cheshbon, you know, approximately how much is the rib steak. But the point is you're not setting a direct specific amount. That's what I saw in some commentaries. Yes, to me, I don't know. I see this as being something fairly practical, to be honest with you. I think there's not really any other good way to do it. And this approximates for us how much the animal would cost. But, you know, we can figure that out afterwards. That, I don't think, is something debatable in the Gemara.
So
now,
this was a common occurrence where people didn't actually do the shopping prior. They actually made it clear on Yom Tov.
If you didn't do the shopping prior, again, the Mishnah says, you know, Aval Nimna Lame Erev Yom Tov. This is one of the many billions of questions that we'll have on this Mishnah. This Mishnah is very hard to understand. Let's start with that. Look, this is, I've never seen, and I'm not such a big reader of Tiferes Yisrael, but I've never seen anything like this, you know, in a very long time. Amar HaMechaber, source number one. On the source sheet over here.
One second, when
Rashi says, that's what the Tanya Nami Hachi, maybe you would think it's like Rav or something, or like the Mishnah or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. We'll discuss that. But
okay.
Yeah, I mean, I was even looking to see if there were people that said something else. I didn't see directly, but I think you could learn the Gemara differently.
Okay.
As we're going to see, it's Nogea to the Yerushalmi very much. Okay. Very much Nogea to the Yerushalmi. Okay. Says the Tiferes Yisrael in Boaz, not in Yachin. Amar HaMechaber, Mishnah Vav u'Mishnah Zayin, Mishnayos Chamuros Hein le'enei Hakehos. It says, Mishnah Vav and Mishnah Zayin are very tough. Dehar be'yesh ledakdek b'hen lan yusdati. There's a lot to talk about there. There's a lot to be medakdek in. Number one, Kevan dehachtei nimnin ala behema b'fisuk damim ma'iri k'dekamar b'shaz. Question number one. Since this Nimnin ala Behema is talking about setting a price, as Shas says, in Cain, Lama li dinakat Nimnin kla. What does Nimnin mean? Translated literally?
A point. Counted?
Here it's probably counting. It's setting some sort of count. You know, you'd maybe say, us five are going to split this animal or something like that. Nimnin. That's what you might say in Pshat. But he says, this is not the Torah where we have, you know, Shivim Panim LaTorah, and you want to know, you know, you can say this in Pshat and this in the Halacha, and that's not what's going on. He says, the Halacha, it means, says Shas, it means, Poskim Damim, Havalei Lameimar, I'm Kain, Lama Li Dinakar Nimnin Kal. Why does he even say Nimnin? Havalei Lameimar, in Poskim Damim, Latavach B'Yomtov. Should just say, you can't agree on a price on Yontif. What is wrong? That would be much, much simpler.
And Nimnin is not used anywhere in other Mishnais.
Well, Nimnu V'Gamro.
Nimnu V'Gamro you have all over the place, exactly, right. And that's to sort of take a vote and decide. Right. But Nimnin is accounting.
Right.
The problem is he's saying this is not Nimnin. In postgame has nothing to do with Nimnin. It's completely irrelevant, really, to counting. What is counting? Maybe you'd say that counting actually means to count money. I don't know. It's very hard to understand. I hear this question very much. Number two. Base. Dika amar aval Nimnin alame erev yom tov. Makamash malan pshita demutra lefsok tamim b'chol. What kind of business is it? You know? And this is far from the only question. The next Mishnah, if you want to look at it very briefly, by the way, just if someone wants to read it out, just so we can see some of his other kashas here. I don't want to go through his other kashas and all the Mishnayas, but kashas hey, vav.
Answer that question. Sorry.
What?
Such a hard question.
Which one? The pshita?
Yeah. The, what do you mean?
Answer it, please. B'chavod.
would be the returns of that.
So what he meant was that people would get together and say, we'll share an animal tomorrow. But they didn't exactly say who's going to get what, what's going to get who. What it might mean that Erev Yom Tov, actually Nimnan is, look, we're going to get together, we're going to do this tomorrow. And then when it comes down to the dollars and cents the next day, that's when...
But that's not what the Gemara is explaining that Nimnan means. That would be fantastic. You're right. And in fact, we will see. We will see that that's the case. That may be a solution that's offered, but the Gemara says Nimnan means poskin. And if you're saying that the definition of what a Nimnan means is you can't set a price, Nimnan me Erev Yontif means you can set a price on Erev Yontif. And I'm not sure you can escape that.
Well, you can set a price, but you don't know how to divide it exactly between...
Again, if Nimnan is... Okay, so the solution price, of division...
You have to divide it.
And again, is that not obvious? What are you doing? Well, that's Mecha Komemkar.
You might ask you, why is that mutter? Because you're still doing financial transactions. Like what makes it mutter?
Okay, good. You're definitely heading in the direction of what we'll see elsewhere here. That's fair. Just to see the Mishnah quickly, right? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shokolad and Buster, Kenegad HaKliyo, Kenegad HaKupitz, in terms of how much, right? If someone's selling meat for weight, even though you can't weigh it, you can say it's Kenega this, Kenega that, approximating, right? And it's not Maisa Chol, right? Okenega Kupitz V'chamerom in Mashkich and Bechat Mazayim Kol Eker. You don't look at the scales altogether. You don't say it's this Kli's amount. You can't do that. But anyways, his question is like this. We'll skip to question Hey, okay? Because the next are about the next mission. Maybe we'll get onto them. In a couple of weeks' time. Kevan debava inimnin ubava delo yamar latevach shkoli shnehem mamish me inyan echad lama hifzika tana bein advar me beis hababos demish kol v'hashchaza. He says, if this and the next mission are really the same thing, it's all about setting prices for pieces of meat. So what are you stopping and having a Yehuda Omer? And what's the break? Why break it up? Now here he gets back to it. Bishas ka'amar, question vav. Amas nisin de'in nimnin, my ein nimnin v'chulei. And then it says, hechi avid. Maybe I must write this. Hare mashma vadai, disha'elas hashas hecha avid, aseifa kai. As Rashi explained, dishochtin mechalkin beinehen. Vikasha, lama lo kule hai lahavi beis behemos. Hare seifa mairi shakvar nimnu alein me erev yantif. This is one of the strongest kashas. You read the Mishnah. What was the Mishnah say? Aval nimnin alein me erev yantif. What does that mean? According to the Gemara, according to the Bavli, it means very clearly you can set a price on erev yantif. So what's the Gemara even asking? Hechi avid. How can you have the case of the Seifa, where you're splitting it up, and then afterwards we're going to say you're going to bring two cows and you're going to estimate the next day? The case of the Mishnah is talking about where you estimated yesterday. Right? You set a price, not estimated, you set a price yesterday. So what do you mean, Hecha Avid?
What he's saying is, if they didn't do it yesterday, how do you do it?
Correct, but... Correct, the problem is, again, that's not in the Mishnah.
Well, I thought that's what Mar was asking.
I absolutely agree with you. That's for sure what the Gemara means. The problem is, you see someone like Rashi, for example. Right? Look at Rashi. Hechi avid diktani shochei tu mechalkin b'neim. Hechi avid sheyedu lamachar kama heisa shava lifzok dameha. How are you going to fix Rashi? And you know what? He points out Rashi as a very interesting point in Rashi. He says like this, right?
Well, wait a minute. The shochei tu mechalkin b'neim could be... referring to Indian al
Bahim. Excellent point. Yeah, that's probably correct in terms of answering this question. Rashi doesn't say that.
But he looks different. He's looking like the solution to the problem is doing it from Erev Yom Tov. It's like the way he learns the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically is giving an answer as to what you do. Mm-hmm. You basically do it from Erev Yom Tov. You negotiate it and you set the price in your
account. Right. So he's saying, why does the Gemara need to ask Hechi Avid then? So yeah, the simple answer, 100%, is to say that this line in the Mishnah of Vishochtin Mechalkin Benim is not a continuation of the Aval Nimnin, but rather goes on the ratio. Whether or not you'd feel comfortable and safe reading the Mishnah like that, he wouldn't feel comfortable and safe reading the Mishnah like that. And here it says, interesting, Rashi, right? Hein emes, de barashi nira, de kushya sashas Hechi Avid, he says, but if you look in Rashi, it's true. It does taka seem that way, that it's not going on the case of Nimnumi Erev Yantif. Which is what we said clearly in our Mishnah, Utfein Nira Larashi, I skipped a line up by mistake. Utfein Nira Larashi, the Rashi Logaras Klau Bemasnisin Avalimnin Alehame Erev Yantif. Dere Rashi Tzian Bemasnisin Aval Shochtin. Says, if you look in Rashi on our Mishnah, he says, Aval Shochet Hu Hatavach Below Pisuk Damim. That you slaughter without Pisuk Damim, he says, the Aval really comes before Erev Yantif. Rashi must have had a different gears in the Mishnah. I did try to look through the different gears that Friedberg has here, by the way. I was a little bit bored today, I guess. One manuscript in the digital version did not have these words, and then I clicked to see the actual manuscript itself, meaning when they, in the text-only version, it said it didn't have these words, but then you looked in the manuscript and I clearly saw those words, so I don't know what it was doing, but it didn't do a good job of transcribing that particular manuscript. I don't remember, it was one of the Munich manuscripts of the Talmud. As far as I could tell, all versions had it. It could be that Rashi is learning, right? It could have been he had something like that, and that would be the way that Rashi was reading it. He seems to say that Rashi just didn't have the gears at all of doing it on Erev Yantav, and that's why the Gemara has to ask, how can you do it if you didn't set it on Erev Yantav? But certainly that's the case that it's referring, right? However, Aval Anu Mechuyafin Lahavim Dibur Rabbeinu B'Shas Gam Lafi Gir Sasenu. Says, but everybody else has this gear session. It's kabla kimat beya over la socher becholat fustin. Vain veferan. Says, you know, you can see this everywhere. No one doesn't have this Mishnah. Vaifen kovachor rabarov bosai hamifarshim. Vine ein doresh vein mevakesh. Lemiut yidiasi. Sorry, matzri bemilin vianichuni kisesoa al hare besamim. Now you get to see his bekias and all of Tanakh and all his lines that he says. He says, I look, I can't find anything. No one explains this Mishnah properly. And no one is answering my question, right? And he says, "Kilo hinichu lanu rabosenu davar lahaniach shever avon batenu." Right, we're hungry, we're starving, we've got nothing to do. Ve'ech b'moros zavoni gamol yado hada. Right, and again, line after line after line. Vani be'ani eni enai lashamayim natlis nitlis. Vine niftachu hashemayim v'orem aros elokim vine oz biyado gvura bimino v'yishlach yad v'yismechen v'yimitziko lefarash ki yad Hashem atov alai baruch Hashem pokech ivrim ivrim. Okay? So you get quite the poetry here. And he basically says, I don't know. I got nothing for you guys. I have these seven kashas, and six kashas, and I have no idea what's flying.
Isn't the counting of the doing the transaction a rabbana?
What do you mean by doing the transaction? The Mecha Chumam car itself?
Yeah, yes, yeah, it's
a okay, yeah, it's a Derabanan. Yeah.
Isn't any Shabbos a Deraisa? Or any Yontif a Deraisa?
Let's say yes.
So, it shouldn't be an issue. If they're not going to otherwise shech the Behema because they can't agree on a price, they should be able to negotiate the price in order to have Silchus Yontif.
Okay, so, what I'll tell you is like this. I don't think there's a case where you're buying an animal that is not Simchas Yomtiv. If you have to buy animals now, you can argue that it's for your Yomtiv anyways, and that's still where Chazal made the Gzerah. Right? Chazal were aware of this case. I think it's included in the Gzerah, despite the fact that we know there's no Yomtiv element. It's a question of always how you balance Aseh Dochalos Aseh, Aseh Lochalos Aseh Va'aseh, Derabanan, Deoraisas, but generally we don't assume, even for Oneg Yomtiv, that you can just push away a Derabanan in Halacha. I don't believe that's the case. As far as I'm aware, if you can find somewhere where we do that, let me know. But just because something's deraisa, it's a question of always how you balance these different things. And when we say this is a mitzvah haba ba'avera, as opposed to when we say asei dochalos asei, in this case, again, in addition to the fact that Chazal were goes there on Mech Chumemkar, despite the fact that it very easily leads to Oneg Yantif, leads me to assume that that would be incorporated and knowledgeable and on purpose, because there are ways to do it else. You know,
well, that's,
other ways, that's which is why it wouldn't be asei dochalos asei in the technical reason, because efshar last, right, you can do efshar l'kaim shneim, sorry, there we go.
Yeah, I mean, just look at the seifa, I'd say that's the answer, basically, because it's a knas, so the, you know.
It's not even a knas, you could have done a very yontif, you could even do an on yontif in some ways that are not exactly like this, so I don't think there's a question about that. On the other hand, we do have, you know, his first couple of questions, especially what's going on in the Gemara here. The Mishnah doesn't seem to be using the right language. And the Mishnah doesn't seem to read properly. You know, plus, this is exactly the same thing as the next Mishnah. And to be honest, I was quite shocked that he didn't look at our second source here, which is the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi is quoted by a number of Mefarshim. I don't remember how many Rishonim actually quoted it. Certainly the Rajba did. As we're going to see, the Rajba is actually choshesh for this Yerushalmi lechatchila, which is quite shocking. Says the Yerushalmi, after quoting the Mishnah, Halehosif mosifin, hayu chamisha naasin asara. So after reading the Mishnah, and we can read the Mishnah again inside, you can't be nimnin on it b'yom tov, but you can be nimnin me'erev yom tov and slaughter it and split it up between them on yom tov, right? Halehosif mosifin, says the Yerushalmi, we can be medayik from this Mishnah that you can't be nimnin lechatchila. And that's another question. What does lechatchila mean? Like b'dieved you could, right? Says the Yerushalmi, halehosif mosifin. We can be medayik from this Mishnah. What does it mean? In nimnin al b'yom lechatchila. It means you can't set up a chabura. You can't set up a chabura. Five people say we're going to split this animal now and we'll split the cost afterwards. That is usur. But the Yerushalmi notes, right? Halehosif mosifin, but aval nimnin olehem erev yom tov v'shochtin u'chalkin b'nehen, right? You can set it up on erev yom tov, and once you've done that, then your lechatchila is gone, and you're allowed to add to the chabura, add another five guys. So you've decided yesterday you're going to split it between five guys. Another five guys come and decide they want to join in. Gesundheit. And that's exactly the way the Yerushalmi says it's kefuto. What's the svar going to be? We'll see. Maybe a svar in the next source as to what might be wrong with that. I mean, why can't you say that the five of us are going to split? But I think we understand that there may be some element of business there that you're saying we're splitting this animal between us. You know, you can start to hear that, but we'll see. He calls it Avshe Milsa in the next source. Okay. Whatever it is. And he says, that's the Yerushalmi says, this is exactly what's going on in the Mishnah here.
So, Enimna means...
No, Nimna means to split it up between a bunch of people.
Different types of Nimna, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right? Now, here's the complicated part, and I'd be interested to hear how you guys read this part, but I'm open to interpretations for it. Says the Yerushalmi, Tani, we have a brisa. Lo yomar adam l'chaver harayani imcha b'sela, harayani imcha b'shekel, aval omer hu harayani omid l'mechza l'shlish v'lirvia. Right? So first of all,
it's different than the...
There's a slight difference. Did you catch the difference between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi in the way they quote this?
In posting,
the word omed, excellent. So first of all, what was the word in the Bavli? What's the word in the Yerushalmi?
The Bavli has harini mechan both.
Correct, and the Yerushalmi has harini omed. Okay, and first of all, that is a very easy swap in terms of the text. Omeid and imcha, right? The dalet being a little bit lengthened or not. Yeah. So it could be from, you know, a taos of some sort that there's, and that's with the interchanging. But what's the meaning difference between the two? What is omeid?
I'm with you, no?
I'm standing in with you.
Right.
Right? Perhaps because this was already set, meaning he says, I'm staying here in my portion that I had from Erev Yom Tov, or he's even coming up and saying, I'm standing with you, and this truthfully could be read even to the Imcha, meaning I'd like to join your Chabura, right? But to say Lechatchila, that might be Aser, and you could say this Tani is coming to support the Yerushalmi's position, or you could say, no, the simple reading of this Braisa is to disagree with the Mishnah, the way the Yerushalmi reads it. According to the reading of the Yerushalmi, it's about setting up a Chabura Lechatchila. And you could read, Aval Omer hu harei ani omeid lemechza l'shish v'levi, as a person coming l'chatchila and saying, I'd like to join in with you on this animal, I'll take half, you take half. I'll take a quarter, you take three quarters. We'll each take a quarter. So you could read it either way. I'm not convinced either way. I just thought this was an interesting point to get at the Yerushalmi, but certainly the Yerushalmi pretty much answers every question Mishnah-wise that we have.
Not the Pshita? Wouldn't it be, still be Pshita?
No, because the Chiddush of Aval nimnin olehem me'erev yom tov is that now matirs you to add more people on yom tov. So it's no longer pshita. That's the chiddush of aval nimnin. So this Yerushalmi, from a Mishnah perspective, if I was a Mefarash Mishnah, I'd look right to the Yerushalmi, write it down in my commentary. Is that how we're going to paskin? As we see, maybe not. But certainly in terms of these issues that he has, the first part is pshita, the second part pshita, the eighth part is pshita. You know, there's this problem. What does lechatchila mean? Why doesn't it say poskim? All of these questions are answered by the Yerushalmi's Mahalach. Yerushalmi's Mahalach is, again, in terms of Pshat of the Mishnah, fantastic here. it's hard to even understand why the Bali wouldn't follow suit. Like, it's just so, and it fits in better with the Lashon, it fits in better with the Sfar, so it's very hard to understand this in terms of the Bavli. And it's interesting, Rabbi Eliashiv asked a different question here. He asked the Erev Yontif. I saw someone else ask the same question about Pshita that would be on Yontif Aser. But anyways, okay. The Mishnah, Aval Nim Nim Aleha Me'erev Yomtov, in source number 3, Rabbi Eliashiv. Lech Artamu, Amach Chedesh Ikai, Nim Nim Aleha Me'erev Yomtov. Ve'ayin Yerushalmi, Shemifarsh, Te'im Nim Nim Be'yomtov, Hainu Da'asr Lihishtatef Be'yomtov, Ve'behema, Kedei Sheyitol Kol Echad Chelak Mimena Da'av Shamilsa. It's inappropriate, it's not nice to do that. Aval Nim Nim Me'erev Yomtov, Di'im Nim Nu Kvar Me'erev Yomtov, Al Zem Mutar Lehosif, Lushatef Gamacharim Be'osa Be'hema. Right? And that's good. Amnam. Now here's the problem. Bisugyan, if you look in the Bavli,
before Av Shamilta is.
What?
What's the translation of Avshamilta?
It's not appropriate. It's a bad thing. It's an inappropriate thing.
Doesn't literally mean it makes a lot of
noise. Yes, it literally means it's a noisy thing. Yes. We in terms of say it's not so appropriate, but yes, yes, that's literally what it means.
Opposite of Shrus.
Sorry?
Opposite of Shrus.
I don't think it's an opposite of Shavuos. Yeah, I think it's a.
Yeah, it is
Shavuos. It is, yeah. It's a type of you know, so sort of like uvdin dechol almost. Mm-hmm. It's one of those magical words that you can pull out when something's not Shabbistic, but it has halachic status. It has halachic standing for sure. Amnon b'sugyan mevor deloki rishalmi demevor b'gemara de'ein nimnin haynu de'ein poskin damim umashma de'belo pisuk shari. It sounds like from our gemara that what the Yerushalmi said was aser. Is 100% mutter, right? V'im kein gam ma'idik amar dinim nimi erev yomtov haynu de pasku aleha damim v'yesh l'hakshus ma chedesh ika bazeh pshita din pasak damim erev yomtov shari. Says, well, what's going on? How could you have any thought otherwise? The same question that we've been asking. So he points us out at tzlach. We don't have to read it inside his line because we can read it in the next line in the tzlach over here. By the way, for those of you who didn't know what tzlach stands for, it stands for tziyun l'nefesh chaya. Which I didn't look up for the first time now, but I figured it's a nice trivia question. Everybody knows the Tzlach, the Tzlach, the Tzlach, the Tzlach was written by the Note of Yehuda, Rabbi Landau. Okay, so he says on the Mishnah in Nimnin, Yesh Ledakdik, Mahu HaKavana Ba'amra Lechatchila, in source number 4. What does it mean when it says Lechatchila? Huh? V'gam Ma Shesiyim HaMishnah V'al Nimnin Le'me'ar Avyam Tov U'lechara Mishnah She'in Atzricha D'Pshita De'me'ar Avyam Tov Mutter. So he says, there has to be some sort of chiddush here. So rather, he says, what happened?
Did you say that? Did you say that?
What? The slach? Sort of.
Along the lines of the slach. He said there was something left over.
To be done.
Correct. They didn't iron exactly iron things out. Didn't finish the transaction. So he says that's what's going to have to be the chiddush of our Mishnah, right?
What's your abbreviation?
Never mind.
It's Shmuel Silverberg. That stands for Shas.
Shas.
Get a party named after
me. Interesting. By the way, I used to have Shabbos afternoons. I have all sorts of different sforim that I'd read out of interest. I never finish any of them, but you always get lots of interesting, sometimes useless knowledge. One of the Sfarim that I read at some points was, I started reading through the Chidal Shem HaGdolim. And that is wildly entertaining, but I did also learn, what does Gaon mean?
It's pride.
It's pride, and why would they call these people, so-and-so Gaon?
Yeah.
Very interesting, what he says.
So they wouldn't march in the gate time parade?
No.
Wild guess, that's all.
Probably not. I'm not sure how Y.U. Torah will think of that. I like to throw in these little lines so then people listening, you can actually see if they're paying attention when they come to me and say, what happened there? So says the Chida, actually, Gaon is Begematria 60.
So?
Okay, and he says there's 60 Mesechtos that they had to be a Baki in. That was what would make them a Gaon. Okay, there you have it.
I don't think they had all those Mesechtos then.
So it's a question of how you get exactly to the different calculations. There are various Mesechtos that may have changed in times between now and then. Whether Sanhedrin Makos was one, the Babas were one, all sorts of different counts. But, this is the Chida's take on it. There's all sorts of wild stuff in that Sefer, though. You hear learn all about Gilei Eliyahu here and Gilei Eliyahu there, and Lots of very interesting stories, but I didn't see any about the Tzlach. Okay, so this is his Chiddush. He says, obviously you can't... So, in Nimnin Lechatchila. What does in Nimnin Lechatchila mean according to this? You can't set the price for the first time, but if yesterday you said, I want to buy it for $632, then you're safe. That's good, because now you can finalize the transaction, so to say, because you were Nimnin Aleha Me'erev Yom Tov. You already made some sort of agreement.
So I can say on Shabbos or Yom Tov, 630 kots is going to cost you $632. Is that what you're saying?
Meaning you said it already on Erev Yom Tov, and yeah. Now you're saying, I want to buy that animal for that price that we agreed on yesterday.
But you can't say the...
So saying numbers is something I want to discuss a little bit later today. Right. The assumption is you shouldn't be saying numbers. The assumption is you shouldn't be saying numbers.
Will that tie in with Shami?
The Yerushalmi is even more machmir. The Yerushalmi would say you can't do stuff like this. This is all avshamilsa, and deciding to split it between people is a terrible thing.
Yeah, but if you already determine what the number is, then what's the problem with adding extra bodies?
Well, did you already agree you're buying it or no?
You've already negotiated the price.
It could be the Yerushalmi would agree. The Yerushalmi says this Mishnah doesn't address this at all. The Yerushalmi would say the next Mishnah addresses this. And we'd have to see what the Yerushalmi says about that. But according to the Yerushalmi, it's irrelevant to here. This has nothing to do with Psikas Damim.
So what's left to tweak otherwise? Small bills, when to pay. What else is there to discuss once you set the price? Unless you're from our...
No, he just said we didn't actually make...
Unless you're from our lineage.
No. Tell us. It's very simple. He's just saying, if I want to buy it from you tomorrow, this is what I'll buy it to you for. Mm-hmm. That's why. He hasn't actually purchased it. He just simply said, if I end up buying it from you, here's the price. But you're still doing the etzem buying. Kamash malan, even that's mutter because you set the price beforehand. That's the Chiddush of the Rabbi Yehuda. Again, it doesn't nearly answer the rest of the questions, but it's, it helps out with the lechatchila, it helps out with the pshita of the second case, and adarabah, now it's an even bigger chiddush to say that if on Erev Yontif all you did was agree that if you were going to buy it, you're going to buy it for this price, you're allowed to actually, complete the transaction on Yontif is a big chiddush. So that's what he would say.
Whatever price I agree with you yesterday, it's okay.
Yes. And now I'm buying it. I wasn't sure yesterday, I made up my mind. Okay, so that will help out with some of the things, and again, an interesting approach. At least answer some of the Tiferes Yisrael's questions, but...
To say something like that, sounds like a tremendous chiddush.
It is a tremendous chiddush. I will not lie. I mean, your choices are really tremendous chiddush on one end of saying that everything's mutter, or tremendous chiddush on the other end of saying, it's all obvious. I saw other achronim, and maybe it was even Rishonim to say, obviously it's aser to be posik damim on yantif. Like, what's the Mishnah even coming for? The Mishnah is in atzricha from that perspective.
But
so
wouldn't I rather say that I don't understand the Mishnah than to make up a heter to do something that...
He's not making up a heter. He's saying that's how you must read the Mishnah. Huh. It's all a matter of perspective, how you're explaining the Mishnah. He's not... I don't think this is that forced. The lechatchila element certainly helps. So I don't think it's that forced. Listen, you don't have a lot of options for the Bavli. The Yerushalmi, again, everything is, glitter and sparkles and perfect and, rose-colored glasses. The Bavli is very hard to understand. What can I tell you? I did see something interesting in the Parish of Mishnayos LaHarambam, and I'll see if you, what I believe, made the same mistake as me. But let's see. Anybody want to read source number 5?
You go out now, that's for sure.
Not now.
I believe it to be a mistake. Anyways.
I like the way you read.
Okay.
Ein nim nim. Does that say Rachman Latsala or Ratzalomar?
Ratzalomar. That's common. Yes. Rishlakish. That's the problem, Bar Ilan, when you learn on it, has a, you can click, it's like a tool, like a mouse tip toolbar. Tool click two bar. That's something weird, some weird name like that. And if you click on a Rashi Tevas, it gives you what they are. Except that if I'm clicking on a Rashi Tevas, it's usually not one of the obvious ones. So like Reish Aleph, Rabbi Avahu, Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi... Okay, no, yeah, go ahead.
Also, Nimnu v'gamron, I have to read. Yes. Einim ha'ratzon lomar shelo yafsik damim b'yom tov, yomar stot ha'behima b'asara pshitei. Shite, we would read that?
Yeah, I'm assuming that's some sort of coin or some sort of money.
B'derech mashal nitachota asara b'nei adam pashit l'chol echad.
Right. So what's the Rambam saying in his Parashat Mishnayos? So when I first read this, and I would probably call this a misreading, but it does bring up something very interesting, which would answer some of the kashas of the Bavli. I first read this Rambam, and I said, what's the Rambam saying? The Rambam's saying, you can't say that this animal is worth 10 pshitin, biderech mashal, that 10 people will take it. Meaning, and that would mean, pshit lechol echad, meaning, you know, and I was thinking of this, you know, the way we talk, right? People often will substitute in different things for money. They'll substitute in, different things for money, right? So there, I remember there was the common one among some members of the family used to be, if you want to say dollars, you say coconuts. Oh, how much did they sell this for? 500 coconuts. And that was the thing. So one time I was somewhere with one of my uncles, and someone asked a question about, you know, again, something money related. And someone said, oh, that was 30 coconuts. He says, being that a coconut's worth about $2 each, so that was $60, no? The way I first read it, I said, hey, maybe what he's trying to say is that the nimnin is, you know, is that you're estimating a price by using some sort of mashal. Like, oh, you know, $30 can feed a person and, you know, this could feed 5 people, right? And so you're not saying how much the animal's worth, but you are saying how much the animal's worth.
You know, a mathematical term. Deductive logic, or
yeah, the point is though, perhaps you might think, and the way you read this Rambam, I don't think that's what the Rambam is actually saying.
I thought the last half might be suggesting what you can do.
Okay, so that's
there's a difference between saying this animal's worth 10 pshita and saying we'll have 10 people in this, at least throw in a pshita. You're not saying that what the animal's worth. You're attaching the money to an individual rather than to the animal.
Right.
That might be a heter that the Rambam is suggesting.
Right. I don't think that he's suggesting this heter within his words, but I do think that, although I don't believe the Rambam saying that, that could give us an idea of what nimnin means in the Mishnah. If that would taka be what's aser. If that would actually be what's aser, then we'd be able to look at the Mishnah and say, why is it that it's talking about poskim? If the Mishnah is really talking about poskim, why does it say nimnin? Because it's telling you, you can't go through loopholes to try to do this. Right?
They're saying you can't do it.
Correct. And that's how I thought it was just a possibility for the Mishnah. I don't believe that's what the Rambam's saying. And I don't believe that anybody says this. I don't know what we go with halacha lemaisa here in terms of what you're supposed to be saying and not saying on Shabbos and Yontif in terms of people. But I thought at the very least that would explain the kasha of Nimnin to say that why is the Gemara called Poskin Nimnin? Because that's what people were doing. People were just saying, oh, it feeds 25 people. You know, and you know how much it costs to feed a person. It costs $10 to feed a person. Oh, okay. Right? So maybe I thought that was some way to read it. If, however, you look at the other translations of the Rambam here, if you look here, I brought the Kapach version, right? Again, it's pretty clear that it's not. He's trying to say that he can't get away with it, can or can't get away with it, Derech Mashal. And when the Rambam quotes in Mishnah Torah, he also quotes it very clearly. Dvarim Rabbim Asur B'yomtov Mishum Gzeras Me'akachum Emkar Ketzad In Poskin Damin Lechatchila Ala Behema B'yomtov Ela Mevi Shtei Behemos Shavos Zulazu V'shoftin Achas Me'anu M'chalkin B'neihem. It's just, really, what we're reading here is just pure quotes from the Gemara. Ulamachar Yodin Kamad Dimei Hashnia. The next day you can see how much a second one's worth. V'chol Echad V'chad Nosin Dimei Chalko. And you give the amount that you agreed on. U'shein M'chalkin B'neihem Lo Yomar Ze Ani B'sela V'ata B'shnayim Shin Maskirin Shum Damim Ela Zenot Toshlish V'zerevia. And the Rambam says, what is mutter, it turns out, is you can say, I want a third of this animal, I want a quarter of this animal, because you didn't say any money's worth. The key is not mentioning money, so you can say, I want, you know, the leg, I want the arm, I want this half, I want that half. And even though that's going to come out to a certain amount of money, that you may know approximately what's it worth. Right? You may approximately know what that's worth, that's good enough.
Do you think he's hinting a little bit at the Yerushalmi by saying, B'chol echa v'echa nasen dam echelko?
No.
No?
Nope, not at all. The Rambam...
In a sense that the Bavli, you think it's like two partners, right? That's what I thought it was like.
In my opinion, he's just explaining Rav. He's saying, what does it mean, maybe shtei behemos? Practically, what do you do? Each one gives their chelek. I don't think it could. Listen, it could be. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. Certainly, we know the Rambam and the Yerushalmi.
I don't see that. Because he's saying more than one person, but the Gemara doesn't say how many people, right?
Yeah.
That's all.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's it's a possibility, but I'm not convinced by it.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong. This is what I want to hear. You're trying to bring up, you know, a discussion here. Now, here's the last couple of things I'm going to do. It's interesting. I brought the Aruch HaShulchan because he has, you know, a couple of excellent points here. And also, you get a sense of where we go l'halacha on this. A confusing Bavli and such a clear-cut, simple Yerushalmi, you know, how are we going to paskin here? But anyways, Davar Yadua, I'll read through Aleph, Beis, and Hey, which is what we have here on the sheet. Davar Yadua, Shemekach Memkar Aser B'yamtav Kamo B'Shabbos. V'lachin kishakona baser min hatabach b'yamtav. Lo yifsok dam alamekach kagon chiyomer lo tein li baser b'sela o b'shtayim. Dizehu mekach u'memkar gamor. Va'afilu yomer lo hareni shatef imcha b'sela o b'shtayim. De'en zelashon mekach klal mikol makom kevan chimazkir lo sichum ma'os. Mimela dahave kemekach u'memkar v'aser. Right?
So you can say 20 coconuts.
What? Exactly. Well,
you can actually give me a pound of meat.
No, and you can't say 20 coconuts.
Why can't you say give me a pound
of meat? Yeah, this is money.
Well, that's the, yes, he said, because that's mishkal.
Well, he says, even if it's below mekach and below mishkal.
Yeah, but he doesn't
address it. If you would just say Mishkal, that's what we're going to see in the next Mishnah. We're just going to see that in the next Mishnah. It does seem to imply that Mishkal would be a worse thing. Yes, I'll agree with you on that. And it would be usher to say, give me a pound of meat. But anyways, the Ketzad Konim. So first of all, you see one emphasis, which is moving away from the emphasis of the Mishnah, the way it's interpreted by the Gemara, and moving more towards this price and the Gemara to just simply tell you that the Chiddush of the Mishnah of Ein Nimnin ala Behema lechatchila b'yamtov, perhaps the way he's understanding it, and the way I think a lot of people are going to end up understanding it, in terms of making sense of it, is that poskin damim lechatchila al habehema doesn't mean to actually find out the worth of the animal. That Ein Hachanami is completely usur according to L'chala Deos without this Mishnah. That's a davar pashut ad me'od.
On Yantif.
Yantif, Shabbos, again, both are equal for this halacha, although again, you can't shecht on Shabbos. However, the chiddush of the Mishnah would be that poskin damim even means from one to the next, seeing a nimnin, we're all coming together, and he says, I'll take $500 of this behemah, you'll take $300, and you'll take $400. That could be why, again, it's an in poskin, we're still deciding money, but on the other hand, it's not too obvious. You might say, well, we're not actually deciding on a price of the animal, so it should be mutter, because we're just saying how much we want to pay from, you know, between us. He says, I'll take 50, I'll take 75, and I'll take the rest. Kamash malanda, that's Aser, that's what it means in the Mishnah, in Nimnin ala Behema, and that's why, again, it's a Lashon of Nimnin, because everybody is coming together. And I think that's how a lot of people are going to end up understanding the Gemara, and then the Tanya Nami Hachi is very beautiful. On the other hand, to say, you know, the Chiddush of Al Nimnin Alehame Erev Yom Tov, is to say, again, if you made these agreements, just know, you can be Shochet, you can be Mechalik Beinehem, based on actual fractions that people give. Meaning, if you already decided the prices, don't think, oh, you know, I can't give out, you know, what we decided on because I'm really giving each person their money's worth. Right? Like we're going to see in the next one. You can't say, I want this exact amount. If you taka were posek on Erev Yom Tov, and you said, on Erev Yontif, I'm going to take $60, you're going to take $43, and you're going to take the rest, you might think it's usher to give that amount of meat to each of the individuals. Kamash Malan, you're allowed to. And I think that's the simplest, straightforward reading of the Mishnah that the Balei Halacha will take.
Aren't you measuring it? Isn't that a measuring?
So if you measure it again, that's going to be us. So we're talking about approximating the best you can. But yes, you can measure it. You're absolutely right. But I would see that that's really the only sort of...
This next line creates an issue.
Why?
Well, because he says, give me one-third or give me one-fourth or...
Right, but this is what he's talking about, is Mutter. Okay, he said Konim, if you want to be Konim on Yontif. But if you're ready, set me Erev Yontif, you can still carry that out, despite the fact that you're really giving a very precise amount. You're not actually weighing it out.
So an approximation is permitted, but an exact measurement is...
Measurement is prohibited because of measuring and because of the next mission, as we'll see. Maybe. I don't know when we'll see that. So anyways, v'ketzad konim, if you want to do it on Yontif, how can you be kone? Omer lo ha'tabach, ten lechelek shlish or aviyah mi behema zu. Oh, im yesh ba'ir sham yodea lechalek, yigun chukorin hei litros, chelek yachalomar, ten lechelek, o chatzi chelek, o shnei chalakim, etc. V'yitin lo b'lo mishkal, ala ba'umdina, as we said, v'lo pisuk damim, v'achar ha'chal gishalim lo kefi ha'mekach, sheyomar, hatabach. O kifi hamekach haomed beir v'gam yachal hatabach lahakal atzmo masa hamekach lakar yom tov. You know, whatever. And he gives you some sort of practical ideas. Let's skip down to vida. Okay, so I think that that way is really a way that a lot of the Balei Halacha and a lot of the poskim of Lamaskana read the Gemara in saying that in nimnan al behemel chatchila v'yom tov means for each individual within the chabura to set a price on his portion. If so, again, it's the lechatchila that's the chiddush. But once you've done it on erev yom tov, we don't mind you giving out the pieces beumdina based on money, even though it's based on money. Your mamash completing a sale, that will be mutter because you did it. Erev Yantif, and again, it's still Be'umdina. It's not exactly measuring up, but it's still, you know, a Chiddush. And the Tanya Namihachi works beautifully. And why is Poskim Dami called Nimnin? It's because we are being Nimne. We're being Nimne all in one group. So that really is a, sort of, again, a very clear way to read the Bavli, which I think has a lot of merit. And in fact, Vidad, the Mekor Kol Dinim Shenisparu, Hu Mishnah de Perek Gimel, Daf Chav Zayin Beis, right? Tetnani Nimnin Ala Behemel Chatzil B'Yom Tov, Avan Nimnin Ala Me'erev Yom Tov. And this, the source of all this is from our Mishnah, Vishotin Mukhalkin Vinay, and Varmina Bigamara. And we say in the Gemara, Mayin Nimnin in Poskin Damin Biyom Tov. Ein Sham. He says, what does Ein Nimnin mean? It means Ein Poskin Damin Biyom Tov. Klomar, Delo Tema de Biyom Tov Ein Nimnin Kla Likach Basar Afilu Belo Pisuk Damim. Says, don't think that on Yantif it's completely usher to take to purchase meat, even without setting a price. Divarai Limnos Chaburos Lito Basar Mutar Afilu Biyantif. That's a davar pasha that you can just get a group of guys together to buy something on Yantif. Elapsikas damim aser biyantif. It's only specifically the setting of the price. I want $250 worth. I want $50 worth. Rak be'erev yantif. That has to be done erev yantif. Aval be'Yerushalmi omer halahosif mosifin. But in the Yerushalmi it says this mission implies to be mosif is mutter. Hayachamisha nasin aser ayin sham mivur lahedya de aser lasos chabura biyantif l'knias basar. Says, but if you read the Yerushalmi, as we did, and as we explained, it's completely asur you to make a chabura lechatchila, five guys. Va'asiyas ha'chabura tzarach lios me'erev yantif. Rak b'yantif yichon lehosif ala chabura. He says, and you have to make the chabura on erev yantif. And only on yantif can you add more people once you've already made your chabura. Ve'ein zederach hashash shalanu. And despite the fact this is not the way that the Bavli goes, mikol makom harajba chashla. Nevertheless, the Rajba, and he says Ein Prichadash, which also discusses this, the Rajba actually said, you have to be choshesh for this Yerushalmi, and you can't do this on Yantif. Shocking. This is l'halacha. I don't want to bring this. Final word. Final say. The Rajba is choshesh for it, and he's not sure, you know, what we should say about this. So on the one hand, you say, what's...
Is the Mishnah since also possible like this? Yeah.
The Mishnah, I saw it. He basically said, he quoted the Rajba. Right. I think he said, Amachmer Tavol Abracha, if I'm not mistaken. If I'm not mistaken, he said that, I think, in the Bir Halacha. I did take a look at it. I think I was thinking of bringing it originally. I said, I have the Aruch HaShulchan here. What do
right,
I need?
Right. No, I'm just curious.
Yeah. I think so there. I believe it's in the Bir HaLacha there on Tafkuf. Look it up. Okay. It's, I think it's in the first Bir HaLacha. Okay. So that's very interesting. Now, it's interesting that we've interpreted the Yerushalmi this way. I'm not actually sure that that's the way the Karban HaEidah, probably the primary favorite on the Yerushalmi, interpreted it. Take a look at the Mishnah, the Karban HaEidah, on the Mishnah and on the Gemara here. This is quite surprising, and I believe... Let's take a look at what he says. You know, I'll let him speak for himself. Ein nimnin. What does he say ein nimnin is? This is the Yerushalmi, remember. This is not the Bavli. Ein poskim damim liyos shnaim gimel bnei adam omrim behema zu begimel dinarim dinar lechol echad. Says, what does it mean ein poskim damim? What does it mean ein nimnin? So he's explaining the Yerushalmi. And he quotes the Bavli's lashon of ein poskim damim. He says, you can't say three people, each one will get one dinar's worth of meat. V'shoftin u'machalkin b'neim, what can you do l'mechzal, l'shlish v'revia, you can be mechalik on Yantif, v'ein maskirin pisuk damim, alamei v'shtei behemel shavos, v'shochet achas min olamachar shaman ashniya. He says you can be shochet and you can split them up between them, exactly as our Bavli Gemara says. So now, I hear if you want to say that on the Mishnah, but how in heaven's name are you going to explain the Gemara? The Gemara in the Yerushalmi, it's so clear. It says you can't make a chabura lechatzkila. You can't be mosif. How on earth does he explain that? Listen to what he says. Unbelievable. Okay. In kvar nimnu aleha bnei adam me'erev yamtov mutarin lehosif yamtov kigon shahayu hey muter lehosif asara kivot sheinamaskir pisuk damim ela omrim lahen shein yitnu hamechza mashenasnu hein. That last line there is very interesting. He says the Mishnah and the Yerushalmi are still talking about the making of the Chabura was with a psikas damim. The making of the Chabura was when the people agreed on a certain price, and when these people are joining in, what's the Chiddush of the Yerushalmi? Not that you can make a Chabura. Says the Karban Eretz Rabbi Yashiv to the Aruch HaShulchan, you guys don't know how to read the Yerushalmi. Obviously, it's not usher to just have five people come together and say, we want to join together to buy an animal without saying any price. The Vare, that's mutter. The Yerushalmi's understanding, it says the Karban Eda, as that they decided on a price. Each guy said, I want $50, I want $100, I want $300. Altogether, $450. Okay? And now another guy joins, and he says, I want an equal portion to what you guys said. So he is deciding on money on Yontif, based on the error of Yontif calculations of the other guys. But Avada to make a Chabura would be fantastic. And that is exactly the way that we explained the Bavli would work. Because we said, what's in Poskim? In Poskim doesn't mean for the whole animal, it means for each individual. That they set certain amounts. And I do believe that this is probably the way that you can read both the Bavli and the Yerushalmi and would make the most sense l'halacha, both with dealing with the questions that we had l'chatchila from the Tiferes Yisrael, from all the Mefarshim here, which can't understand the Bavli. What does it mean? You can't set a price on the animal, right? It's not setting a price for, setting the price for the animal. It's setting a price for the animal and setting a price for each individual as well on Erev Yontif. Then you can be Mosif, both according to the Bavli, both according to the Yerushalmi, on Yontif itself, but it's going to come out the halacha is exactly the same according to the Karban Eidah's read from the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and this will also be a mahalach that allows you to go through and really answer up all the questions on both the Bavli and Yerushalmi. So I thought this was very, very beautiful. I thought I would share it. And you can work through it, and Mamash goes, prat, can really answer up the sugya. If that would be the case, it would be, more of a reason to say we don't have to be choshesh for the Yerushalmi. I don't know how the Rajba learned the Yerushalmi. I have to take a look back at the Rajba again. Certainly, again, we have plenty of poskim learning the Yerushalmi kipshuto, which is to say that there's an iser to actually make chabur on Yontif. How is that? I mean, you see the lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan himself, right?
Who's the Korban Eda?
Korban Eda is the Rashi of the Yerushalmi, so to say. Uh-huh. Lahavdil, much, much later. He lived maybe in 1700s, I want to say. I don't remember. There's Korban Eda, Pnei Moshe, and then they each sort of have, there's a whole different numbers of attempts at a Tosfos sort of equalizer in the Sheyare Karban, which is written by the Karban Eda, which is more of a longer sort of parish. Learning Yerushalmi is a very interesting thing. There are probably people here that know more about it than I do. There's the Ritvaz wrote a parish on some parts of it. It's an interesting thing. But
what does that mean? You're allowed to bring
Shehen Yitnu Hamechza Mashenas Nuhein. That is a chiddush of money. They can decide on money. Not just that you can add more people to Chabura Davar Pasha. If you look at the line of the Aruch HaShulchan, it misvara, it makes perfect sense, right? Divade limnos chaburos lito baser mutzer afilu biyantif. Like, it's...
So guy joins, right, on Yontif, and they say to him, you have to give...
You're going to pay the same amount that we're all paying.
That's all you have to say.
Yeah. And that's mutzer, though. Right. Even though you're deciding, he knows he's going to be paying $60.
Right.
So anyways, I thought that was, again, a read of the Yerushalmi that was overlooked. And as a result, we'll really explain the Bavli as well.
Yashiv overlooked that. It's hard to...
It's quite shocking to me. I mean,
maybe because it comes from the Rebbe Yashiv.
Right? Deim nim niyata findu d'asa lishtate fiyamta v'behema kadeshi yital kolechat chelak mimana da'av shamilsa. Again, why is it av shamilsa? I don't know. Here, your mom is talking about setting money. So it's... I was surprised by that as well. I mean, if the Raj, the simple pshat is that the Rajba learned like that way also. And I don't know what the other Mefarshim, or who else quotes the Yerushalmi that learns it that way, but there certainly are people that learned it that way, I have no question. So it's less of a kasha, but it's just interesting that when you read the Karban Eda, you say, you know what? That's probably what he's saying. And if that's the case also, again, the Tani, the Brisa brought in the Yerushalmi, going back to source number two, you can make a lot of sense out of that too. Omid lemechza l'shlish v'revia, even though you know what the cost is already, but you can't say, I want to pay $60 worth of meat. So it's very interesting. A lot of food for thought.
We're trying to avoid mentioning money on Yontif, it appears.
Correct. Yeah. I'm going to stop the recording now because the battery is...